We're Kath and Ellie. Welcome to our podcast, Brave, Strong and Fulfilled.
Join us as we share all things real life and the lessons we've learned along the way. We hope that our conversations inspire, challenge and encourage you on your own life journey. Enjoy today's episode.
So good to see you again this week. And how has your week been? And how's Miss Abby doing?
Oh, yes, that's right. That's what we spoke about last week, all about my beautiful Abby Dabs. Look, it's been a really big week. She's doing well. You know what she said the other day? Mum, I'm loving living with girls. Isn't and I just had a chuckle.
Well, there we go.
All these boys, brothers. Yeah, all of the males in our house and male dogs as well. She's finally in a space with some girlfriends and she's like, Mom, I'm watching girl shows at nighttime, living kind of like living my dream. That was really lovely.
And I'm sure that is, you know, leaves you with a really happy heart too.
It does. I was slightly jealous. I'm like, oh, maybe I want to live in a girl house. But yeah, my heart, look, it's been a really interesting few weeks. My emotions everywhere, up, down, all over the shop, feeling, you know, excited yet, you know, all this sort of turmoil in the heart. So it's been really an interesting journey. So I'm looking forward to hopefully emotions and the heart kind of settling a little.
And it's so funny that you touch on that because, just recently, actually this last weekend, I was invited to share with a group of women. Mm-hmm. All around this topic of, not quite. So menopause. Okay. But, you know, with that comes this whole emotions all over the show and up and down and around about and everywhere.
Very true.
Yeah. And it was actually such a gift to be invited to share on this because it reminded me of a framework that I learned about 2 years ago, that in all honesty, I'd kind of put it on the shelf and forgotten about it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when I was asked to do this talk, this framework came out of a book. It's like the only book on my shelf that I'm thinking, what on earth do I share on menopause? You know, I know I'm in it, but
yes. You
know? And, you know, it was from a coaching perspective. They had a GP there sharing from, you know, a GP perspective. So I was thinking, what can I share? And it reminded me of this tool.
Right.
And so you and I were just chatting before going on air and we just, you know, both agreed that this would be a great tool to bring
Love
to
it.
Our audience.
Yes.
And to then continue. And so if you're listening to this, this is going to be, what did we say, Al? Part one.
Part one of four, I think. We can put this into a four-part series. So I'm really excited.
Fantastic. So today, if you're listening, you know, stay with us. If you're interested in this tool, you know, stay with us over the next 4 weeks because we're really excited about unpacking this. It's, you know, so if you're a woman or a man listening and you're thinking, but some days you do feel like you're just all over the show.
Yeah.
You know, your emotions, your thoughts, you know, everything. And you just are struggling to kind of come to ground and figure out, you know, what even is happening. And it just feels quite overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yes, not an uncommon feeling.
Laughing and crying all at once. Yes, I know it well.
Yes. Mm. So for our listeners out there, this framework is not mine. It comes from Dr. Sarah McKay, and she has written a book. She actually presented a course I did called In Her Head, and the book that I'm referencing is called The Woman's Brain Book. So she's a neuroscientist, and when she shared this framework, I thought to myself, "Oh, that is brilliant! How have I not heard of this before?"
Yes,
so she really makes something that is messy, overwhelming, confusing, and just puts it so neatly.
I love that.
And I love simple, keeping things simple.
Yes, very much.
I'm quite a head person. I like to make meaning of things and understand things. And this was really, really helpful.
Okay,
so basically, from her book, she calls this framework the bottom up, outside in, top down.
Right.
Approach framework. Okay. So we'll call it that as well.
Okay, cool.
Whenever you are in life, it's helpful to understand that whatever you know, there's always more than one thing impacting a circumstance, or there's always more than one thing that creates the sense of emotions we're having.
Right.
And so she kind of puts them into three categories. So of the kinds of things that can be impacting our emotions or our thoughts or our environment, actually, there's three. There's the bottom up, and I'll explain in a minute what these are.
What that is.
The outside and then the top down. And actually, there's a really beautiful diagram. So if you're visual and you're listening to this and you're going, Kath, I don't know what you're talking about, we will pop the diagram into the show notes.
Yes.
For you to click on and have a look, because you know, my heart is really that I hope I share this, that it will be useful to you, because it really is useful. So thinking of, you know, so let's just use an example. Let's just say I'm feeling quite frazzled at the moment. It's like mid-morning and I'm feeling overwhelmed and frazzled, and I've got so much that I want to get done today that I'm just not even sure where to start.
Yeah.
So I can take a moment and just sort of go through this framework. So starting at the bottom up, I'm asking myself what's going on inside my body. So with my physiology. So I'm asking questions like, have I had breakfast? What have I eaten today? How is my eating currently in these days? You know, am I quite healthy in that aspect of life? Exercise, you know, am I moving my body? Am I getting outdoors? You know, what brings me joy as far as exercise? And what is that looking like in my life right now?
Yeah, great.
Yeah. Also bottom up, you know, in light of the context of menopause, the question also to ask is hormones. You know, what are my hormones doing? Am I in that season in life, or am I not there yet, but I'm still in my cycle, and I realize that at certain, you know, days of the month, I'm just not myself, you know, and just paying attention, really.
Yeah.
I think we get caught up in doing life so fast, we're not even aware, and we've stopped paying attention to kind of just basics, you know, coming back to basics. And if you're not sure, you know, regarding hormones, and, you know, potentially you're feeling tired all the time and you're wondering about your thyroid, you know, so if you're not sure about that, go and see your GP, you know, go and get that all checked up. And if you haven't been to the GP in a while, probably a good reminder, because a lot of
you're speaking to me right now.
A lot of the time as women, you know, we're at the bottom of our to-do list. We make sure everybody else is sorted.
Yeah.
And we don't do those things for ourselves, you know. So if you haven't been ill.
Yes, okay. I'm putting it in my calendar. Note to self.
For sure. Because, you know, even
it's
if
important.
You get a clean bill of health from your GP, and you know your blood's all perfect and everything's fine, there's a peace of mind in that.
Absolutely, there is.
You know? Yeah. And if you're not sure, then, you know, you're the top down, which I'll get to just now, starts impacting.
Yeah, okay.
Which is your thinking. So bottom up is all like what's happening in my body from the inside. So physiology. Outside in is asking what's happening in my outside world. You know, what am I, because we know sort of in the coaching space, we often talk about being internally driven or being externally motivated. Yeah. And so our external world these days, for many of us, is like a pressure cooker.
Yes.
There's so much happening in our external world that can turn that volume dial up on the, you know, the sense of overwhelm you're having. So it's even to pause and just ask yourself, okay, so what exactly is going on in my outside world?
Yeah.
Identifying the areas that potentially are, you know, the trigger points.
Mm-hmm.
And then once those are identified, the beauty of that is then we can start asking questions like, what can I do to turn the volume down on this overwhelm? Yeah.
What do I want it to look like?
Yeah, who do I call?
Yeah.
Which also goes to, you know, the whole notion of, and we know this, I mean, this is definitely not new information, but people, we were not created to be on our own.
No.
We were created for community and connectedness. And so, you know, and I know for myself after this move, that's been an area that's been challenging. I love meeting with you every week, Elle.
Yes, same here.
Connection points, and it's is, you know, am I over connecting? Am I just connecting for the sake of connecting, or am I not connecting where I know brings me life.
Yes.
And is there, you know, are there other connections that I could be paying attention to that I'm not? And so again, this tool is it's really a wonderful awareness piece. It's like the let's stop down and figure out what's going on.
Love
because
it.
You know, if we keep doing what we've always done, as they say, you know, we're going to keep getting more of the same. So if
that's
we keep doing overwhelm, we're going to keep doing overwhelm.
That's right.
That's the outside in, and actually, as I'm sharing, I'm just going to pull up the picture to see if there's anything else here. Yeah, and another big outside in stressor is the judgment of others, which you know, we often also, that can be tied to the top down too. So top down is our thoughts. So we can also imagine, you know, that we're being judged when actually we're not. And you know, on other times we could be being judged, and it's what do we want to do with that?
Yeah,
you know. And how's that impacting my stress? So that's the outside in. Right. And then the top down is where I think you and I love to play in the coaching space. And
true.
It's you know, what's happening in our mind, you know. And we've spoken about this before, and we touched on this before, and we will again as part of the series, how our thoughts are what creates our feelings about things, you know, and our feelings are what, you know. So your thoughts around Abby being happy in this home of girls, you know, what does that do to your sense of, you know, your emotions and your feelings?
Yeah, hands down. And it makes you feel good and can ponder those. But if I thought for a moment, oh my goodness, she's not safe, you know, all of those things, then of course you'd become panicked and wanting to be the helicopter mum, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, yes, from the top down, you know, it's our thoughts, it's our self judgments, and it's our mindsets as well. Yes. So, and beliefs, you know, and you know, beliefs are interesting because I mean, we can do another whole talk on beliefs, but we know that, you know, they come from way back. And it's almost like if you can imagine, let's imagine a building with many stories, you know, like a couple of stories.
Okay.
It's like on the top level, it's like our fleeting thoughts and, you know, what we're choosing to focus on. But as we go further down, it's almost like our beliefs sort of. And if not aware, sometimes a building is probably not the right metaphor for this, but you get the picture. And it's almost like if we use that metaphor, if the bottom room is the control room of everything.
Yeah.
And so that's like our beliefs are kind of.
And everything's built on top.
And everything's built on top. So when things are not going well at the top, sometimes it's because of what's happening at the top. And it's what we focus on and what we see and, you know, what's out there. But sometimes it's what's happening down in the control center.
Hands down. Oh, goodness. There's lots to think about. So I'm excited that we're going to spread this out over 4 weeks because it's going to give us time to sort of delve into each one of these areas.
Yeah, yeah. So in keeping this, you know, not non-confusing and easy to digest and easy to remember. For me, certainly, it's helpful to have the diagram because I'm visual. Yourself, Elle, what helps you to learn and remember things?
Yeah, I'm absolutely visual. If I see it, I don't forget it. If I haven't seen it, it can be just confusing to me. So, and for me, I'm a big note taker. Even if I don't go back over and look over my notes ever again, the actual act of writing it down sort of imprints it, I guess, because I'm visual, I see it. There's research to say that taking notes, even writing notes versus typing notes, there's significant research to say that writing, physically the writing, which is, I used to try this at school when I was high school teaching and they all just gave me ridiculous looks. So I'm like, no, it makes sense. You need a notepad and actually write the stuff down that we're talking about. They're like, no, we're okay on our computer, Mrs. Late. Okay.
Talking about that, just like funny on the side, but it's actually so relevant. You know, this is again the whole thing of what's in the detail that we're completely unaware of. So I specifically, and you can see because you can see me, have this I found at Officeworks, and unfortunately they don't make them anymore, but at one stage, and I bought a ton of them, so I think I'm on my last one. But they're blank, you know, there's sort of no, but they're blank, they don't have any lines,
scribble all over the place.
That's like I'm showing Ali one of my notes, and so when I have notes, it's never, you know, sentences in a straight line. There's arrows and circles and squiggles and drawings and bubbles and
yes, hands down. And then you can add the pages together, stick them together, make a great big poster.
Oh, we're so similar. Yes. So if you're listening to this and you know, you're driving or you're out walking, I, you know, really highly recommend that have at some stage, if you want, you know, and if visuals are helpful for you, you know, click on the link. And if you can open this on your computer, you're welcome to download it even, or, you know, download it to your phone is easy. But so bottom up, just to remind everyone, so that's what's happening inside your body. As you'll see on the list, some of the things you will be able to tell because, you know, like nutrition, exercise, sleep, and some of the things like genetics and hormones and your immune system, you might not know the answers to that, but, you know, there are ways of finding out.
I was going to say, you can find out.
And, and the funny thing is, just on that, like genes, you know, when I was first discovered this, I thought, oh, I know genetics plays a role, but kind of thought, oh, I'll park that one because I can't sort of do anything about that. And got to the other stuff that I can
control. You
know, And it's funny because, just on a side note, Greg and I, for Christmas this last year, decided it would be really good fun. We've been talking about it for ages, but to give ourselves an ancestry kit.
Okay.
Our genetics.
Oh, wow.
In fact, and we got our results this week. And the funny thing is, they not only give you, you know, your geographical, you know, where your ancestry comes from, but they also give your like gene expression as far as how it impacts whether or not you're inclined to get hangry.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, you know, are you more of an introvert, extrovert? And, you know, and it's amazing how your DNA can express so much of how we be, you know, and our natures. And, you know, little things like, you know, are you more likely to be someone that enjoys napping or not? And, you know, endurance person or a sprinter. And, and so but definitely just highlights, you know, there is science out there that our genetics do play a role.
Of course.
And the other, you know, funny thing on the bottom up, and I'll just share this, is when I was learning about this, which is about 2 years ago, and especially learning about menopause, you know, if you're listening to this and you're in a similar age bracket to what I'm in, the research shows, and this was confirmed, this talk I gave on the weekend, a GP confirmed the exact same data, that 20% of us will sail through menopause and not have any real symptoms. You know, people think, look at everybody else and go, what are you on about?
That's right.
20% of us, it will be an absolute nightmare. It will be really like we you know, we need help.
Yeah, I don't want to be in that 20%.
And 60% are kind of somewhere in the middle. You know, you've got symptoms that impacts, and it's wading through. So what do I want to do with these symptoms? And, you know, do I need help? And you know, what do I take? Traditional hormone replacement or complementary treatment? You know, it's a bit of a minefield out there actually to try all out. And you're going to laugh now, because I remember at the time reading this going, oh, hands down, I'm going to choose to be in that 20% who just sails through menopause.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I would choose to do the same.
As if we can choose.
Yeah, that's right. But are you telling me that didn't work for you?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. In reality, thankfully, I'm very grateful I'm not in the other 20%.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not in the 20% that has no... that sells through. So, but again, it's just so empowering to know that I can still go to my doctor. I can ask questions. I can find out. I can try things out. I don't need to be a victim to this frazzled sort of, what did a client call it the other day? Like a washing machine.
Yeah.
It feels like a washing machine, and I just am all over the show. And so I think at the end of the day, what this framework invites us to is to recognize that there's always something that we can choose to address and, you know, figure out. And
that's right.
Even if it is just well, now I understand, you know, I'm more aware now I understand. Yeah.
Grace has a huge part to play in our life, right? Yeah. If we can be gracious to ourselves and just go, oh, now that makes sense, and give yourself permission to experience whatever it is, knowing that it's not you for the rest of your life. Grace is important.
So acceptance, grace. I love what you said about permission.
Yeah.
And so all of this, you know, even the outside and then the top down, it's not like now that I've seen it, I have to do X, Y, and Z. Even just the unpacking and the understanding can go so far in just calming our spirit.
Yes.
Person, settling That's us right. down. Yeah. And giving us eyes to see what's next.
Absolutely. As you've been sharing, like one of my key things that I always say to my clients, always say to my children, what's one thing you can do, right? And so sometimes that's a really big question because I don't know what's the one thing. There's so many places. I don't know where to look. But this, I love this framework because we can actually go, okay, well, let's look bottom up. What's going on in our body? Are we getting sleep just for starters? Are we getting outside and seeing the sun? Are we eating the right food? So it gives us somewhere to begin to think, what's the one thing? Because every day we can do one thing towards what we're working towards. But sometimes it's such a big picture. This helps us to sort of hone it in a little bit, I think.
Yes, and I just love how I learned ages ago, and it's that one scripture, you know, where that talks about his word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path.
Yeah.
I remember somebody teaching at one stage on, you know, sometimes it's helpful to have the lamp to the path so we can kind of see the direction.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we just need that light on our feet, which is what's the next one step?
One step.
And often you only get to see the path once you start taking the steps.
Hands down.
Yeah.
And sometimes if you see the path, it's too scary too. Sometimes you don't want to know the whole path. You just need to know what's at your feet.
Absolutely. So
this is going to be a great 4 weeks. I'm so excited. Well, this is the first one, so another 3 weeks.
So we would love your feedback,
Please.
Our listeners, if there's any, you know, part of this framework that makes great sense or that doesn't make sense, I'd love to know because it's always lovely to hear what's helpful to others as well.
Yeah.
And so, I think I'll leave it there for today.
I think that's a great
we'll
place.
We'll pop that picture in the show notes and have a look and you know, get your if you like us and enjoy doodling, get a pen and paper and make some doodles and just interesting to give yourself permission, you know. And sometimes that what's the one next step, sometimes the one next step is just to pause and ask, I wonder what's going on, let me have a think about what's going on.
I'm excited. Thank you for bringing this information to us. I know it's going to help me. I know it's going to help our listeners. So I'm looking forward to chatting with you again next week, Kath. So until then, let's live our week brave, strong, and fulfilled, hey?
Thanks, Al. See you next week.